Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest down in Houston, Texas, is Kathy Jansen, who's the meeting planner with the NFA, National Floor Carving Alliance. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just fortunate to be high and dry.
Well, that's good. So you're in high ground and aren't wet. One of the reasons I wanted to call is to talk about what was going on in Houston, thanks to Harvey. We'll get to that in just a minute. Though a little bit more background. For the last 10 years, you have been coordinating the meetings with the National Floor Carving Alliance. I guess your next meeting is in Newport, Rhode Island, right?
It is, in October.
How many people come to these meetings when you have them?
We have anywhere from 200 to 250 people who attend.
Mm-hmm. Most people know you've got some of the more successful independent flooring retailers coming together. They have a full-day meeting, and then they have activities. What are some of the activities in Rhode Island?
Oh, we've got some great activities planned. We've got a sailing regatta. We've got a scenic tour, golf. So that'll keep them busy for a day after a long day of meetings.
How did you get associated with the NFA?
Well, I retired from IBM, where I did international sales. And I was bored, and a friend introduced me to Sam Roberts, who was president of the NFA at that time. And I started working with him and continued to do that after they hired Lisa Browning. And I've been assisting her since then.
Most people know Sam Roberts own Roberts Fines Floors. He's got, I think, 8 stores in the Houston area. I actually called him, and he's traveling, and he's in Morocco now, right?
He is. Hopefully all of his stores are okay, but they're spread out all over Houston, so who knows what has happened to those stores.
All right, tell us what's going on in Houston now. I mean, the rain stopped, hadn't it?
The rain has stopped, and we've got fairly clear skies. Mm-hmm. There are still areas that are flooded. There are freeways. There's places that you can get around Houston, but some of the underpasses are still full all the way up, so you can't get on and off of the freeway, so they're using the feeders. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a good job of letting people know what's open and what isn't open, but it is an awful situation. And of course, there's over 50,000 homes that have been destroyed or damaged. It's just, as they say, they've not seen anything like it. I've been in Houston for over 40 years, and this is one of a kind.
Yeah.
And it is terrible.
That's everybody's calling it epic. It's never happened like this before. Cell service is working okay?
Cell service works great. The landlines are a little bit iffy, but the cell service is good.
Mm-hmm. And what about response as far as donations and things like that? What's the word on that?
Oh, the donations. They have so many. I put out stuff to donate, and they said they didn't need it right now. They're just overflowing. The generosity has been unbelievable. They're opening up more shelters because they're still evacuating people from flooded areas. So all of the water has not gone down, and they are having a controlled release of water from the levees, and that's going to increase some of the levels of water, but they're saying that that should not affect any houses that haven't already flooded. They may reflood, but they're trying to control that so that no more houses are flooded. Just more shelters are needed, but they're running them efficiently, and people, like I said, are being very, very generous with their donations.
As far as the businesses that are open or closed, are most people closed now?
Most people are closed. I believe the courthouses, any city and county and federal governments are closed until next week. There's a few restaurants that are open, but most businesses are closed. I know around me, they're all closed. They had been getting their merchandise off the floor before the storm started because they have a tendency to flood, and they were thinking, okay, a couple of feet, which I think in my area, like, I've been very, very lucky, and we did not have much flooding around here, so we were lucky. But other stores and other houses are totally just destroyed.
Yeah. All right, Kathy. Well, thanks for an update on this. I knew you were one of my friends down in Houston. I knew you could give us an update. Again, been talking to Kathy Jansen, the meeting planner with the NFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.